for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Paris City Council on Tuesday extended its 45-day moratorium on new warehouses to 10 months. The temporary pause, which now runs through December, applies to new warehouse projects larger than 50,000 square feet that require a conditional use permit and City Council approval. City planners say Paris is updating its development guidelines and drafting new truck route regulations required under state law. The city also plans to hire an environmental consultant to study the impacts of warehouse growth. But council members are also considering exempting projects that have already been approved and are awaiting permits. Supporters of the moratorium say it could help reduce truck-related air pollution and address health concerns, but some worry the pause may ultimately benefit developers more than residents. Critics argue the moratorium could slow economic growth and limit job opportunities in the city. Under state law, California residents can demand that data brokers stop selling their personal information. But there hasn't been a way to submit these requests en masse, so consumers would have to complete each opt-out form individually. Now the state has launched a website that offers one-stop shopping for opting out. Colin Letcher with our California newsroom partner CalMatters has more on the new tool from the California Privacy Protection Agency.
That agency has launched something called the Delete, Request, and Opt-Out platform, or DROP. And what that does is basically you can log onto this one website, prove your identity, show that you live in California, and request that all of those companies at once honor that and delete your data and not track you in the future.
Letcher says the program is especially useful because data brokers don't always make it easy to find these opt-out forms. There's a guide that walks you through how to use the new privacy protection tool at calmatters.org. Survivors of violent crime traveled from Stockton and gathered in Sacramento Tuesday, urging lawmakers to make survivor support a core public safety priority as they tackle the state budget. It comes months after a deadly mass shooting at a Stockton birthday party last November that killed four people, including three children. Advocates say that while police funding continues to grow, support for survivors remains unstable and underfunded. Tanish Hollins is with a nonprofit for Californians for Safety and Justice.
The difference between where we are right now and where we want to be is not values, it's budget choices. And if budgets are moral documents, we don't see survivors as a part of the morals for this state.
Hollins calls for a focus on crime and harm prevention. She points out the Stockton Police Department is set to receive $192 million, whereas the Office of Violence Prevention will operate on less than $3 million. Governor Gavin Newsom says he's working to stop a proposed tax on billionaires before it reaches the ballot. Supporters say the measure is needed to prevent deep cuts to health care. Cap Radio's Greg Michek reports.
The proposed ballot initiative would impose a one-time tax of 5% on the assets of California's 200 billionaires. About 875,000 signatures are needed to get the measure on the November 2026 ballot. Governor Gavin Newsom said in the New York Times interview this week the measure would end up hurting the state and that he's actively fighting against it. Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley of Rockland warned the proposal is already causing harm.
A number of high net worth individuals have now already left California, taking the taxes that they pay with them. And, you know, if this continues, it could snowball into something that would completely collapse the finances of the state of California.
The billionaire tax is sponsored by SEIU, United Healthcare Workers West. Spokesperson Stacy Lopez says the proposal is meant as an emergency response to federal healthcare cuts.
This is to prevent a healthcare collapse that is looming over us that's going to happen with the deep federal cuts that are happening. This is not something that's an ongoing thing, but a one-time tax.
State financial analysts say the tax could generate tens of billions of dollars in one-time revenue, but also warn could lead to ongoing losses if high earners leave the state. In Sacramento, I'm Greg Michek.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.